From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZBP, and I've been thinking. It seems to me that when we lack all the information that we need to deal with the problem, there is the temptation to let preconceptions intrude and to jump to conclusions. Sadly, this is often the way a lot of public discourse is conducted, and many fingers are pointed and faces flushed red as people try to justify opinions based on ignorance, just blind faith. We take part in a pursuit that is based on the principles of science, and how we understand the technology that we use is to apply the questioning and experimentation that is the foundation of radio-type communications. We read many splashy articles announcing findings which are going to change the world. The public relations blurb that underpins these so-called press releases is usually based on solid research and the findings that it has produced. Even when the scientific paper that officially announces the finding is vetted by others familiar with the area of study, it is not until the experiments and analyses are done over again and again, the work is replicated and the results are independently confirmed, that the work becomes part of the official literature of science. Similarly to the physical sciences, other areas of academic research follow the same principles of understanding, whether it be later applied in farming, advertising, or public health campaigns. The logic of having the best information on which to build seems undeniable, but when it comes to running our organisation, it gets swept under the table all too often. It was reading a news item from the ABC in Western Australia about using a marketing firm to find out how to engage people in this case, the Gen Zs as they're known, in the volunteer sector of the state that got me considering this. With the loss of people over the years and a sudden disruption and loss of willing people because of the COVID-19 pandemic that provoked the volunteering bodies to engage a marketing company to research and devise approaches that would not only encourage young people to take up volunteering, but would hopefully retain them through interest and the self-reward that volunteers achieve. The link to this story is included in the text edition of Q News. Using the best information available would certainly be seen to work in Western Australia. This brings me around to the Jeremiahs who constantly foretell the death of amateur radio. It is very true that old age is overtaking so many in the community, and the numbers aren't being replenished. Here I'm pulling the tiger's tail by saying we aren't doing the job of understanding what interests the young people. We don't have the research and the knowledge to promote amateur radio in a new generation. And if it comes to it, we don't seem to be doing much of a job in recruiting the more mature either. When this has been raised before, various reasons have been given that these things cost money and there aren't the funds. Great. So I see that this is an admission of defeat before the battle has even been joined. Do we really want to use the information that can be gathered and sorted? Or do we sit on our hands and watch our numbers shrink? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.